Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. You're very welcome along. 2 days ago, we saw some very interesting data on who works in the aircraft leasing industry in Ireland. It's well paid, primarily male-led at the top levels. And of course, they have some of the biggest household names in the world. AerCap, SMBC and Avalon would be companies that you'd all know, or at least some of you would know. So why is the industry so big and so well paid, and what's the current state of it? I'm now joined by the former chief executive of Guinness Pete Aviation and a lecturer over the years on the aviation leasing courses at UCD Business School, Patrick Blaney, who joins me now. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Emmett.
It's great to have you along. Now, this was CSO data released 2 days ago showing the scale and sort of a scope of the aircraft leasing industry. It's doing well. There's about 3,000 people now in the industry, and they're very well paid at about €206,000 per head. Did any of those figures surprise you, or is that what you would have expected to see?
No, I think it's a very highly skilled business. It's going through a rapid change in technology in the last couple of years. It's had to cope with COVID when most airlines in the world shut down. It's also had to cope with all the aircraft owned in Russia being essentially seized by the Russians. So, you know, it's a highly specialized business. It's very, requires very skilled people, and that's why it pays accordingly.
Now, obviously, Ireland has built up this incredible cluster in this area, and a lot of this is back to the history of the company. You were involved in GPA based down in Shannon for a long period, and the original vision of Tony Ryan. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely. Like, I think Tony Ryan, who like started this business effectively 50 years ago, sadly no longer with us, but Tony Ryan was then working with Aer Lingus, and Aer Lingus took delivery of a number of 747 aircraft just after the Northern Ireland troubles began. And so tourism numbers in Ireland declined significantly. But obviously, in preparation for taking on this brand new aircraft type back in 1975, Aer Lingus had trained pilots, technicians, engineering staff, flight attendants, all the people that manage and look after aeroplanes, and suddenly they'd no passengers. So Tony Ryan was given the task of finding another airline that might take these aircraft temporarily from Aer Lingus until the traffic in Aer Lingus was restored. And he did that, and in so doing, discovered a business that nobody was previously doing at all.
Yeah, so it's worth reminding listeners that planes were mainly owned, not leased in those days, so he invented a whole new category. How many people would you reckon even now would be ex-GPA or have some connection with the company in today's aircraft leasing industry in Ireland?
Well, I suppose GPA was the original of the species. So if you're a lot of them are getting to my age now, so in their late 60s, early 70s, and beginning to retire from the business as I have. But I'd say probably, you know, 40 to 50% of the people that work in the business have some connection or attachment to the original Guinness Pete Aviation.
Now, it's employing 3,000 people, which I was sort of surprised it was. I thought it would have actually been larger. But as you say, it's a small industry, but a well-paid industry. There's not as many people in it. Very male-led. They're earning over 100,000 more than the women, it would seem. Is there any reason for that, or is that just a historical legacy, do you think?
No, I think that probably is a historical legacy. It's also business, by the way, which is very STEM-oriented. The skills you need are, you know, the law, engineering, finance, numbers. It's pretty number oriented. And, you know, I think we haven't been as good educationally probably with getting as many women into those roles. It's also very demanding because you're traveling. You know, your customers don't come to see you. You go to see your customers. And so it's pretty hard on home life.
Yeah, I suppose it's changing. We can see in these CSO figures, so that's good to see. What do you think about what's lying ahead? It's very cyclical business. We're all sitting here saying it's great that it employs 3,000 people, and they're all again over €206,000 per head. We're you know, there's spin-offs for the local economy here and so on, but there must be challenges ahead. It is an industry that goes into these very big lurches downward from every time to time. Is there anything that you see, apart from general economic growth and tariffs and all the rest of it, is there anything out there that you would have a particular concern about?
No, like, I think at this stage, you know, in the last 50 years, this industry's gone through, you know, several economic cycles. And probably the worst of them all has been COVID, because literally air travel came to a grinding halt. And no airline needed a plane, and very few airlines could get through COVID without restructuring themselves through a bankruptcy process. So, and all the way through that, the aircraft leasing companies, you know, yes, it cost them very significant amounts of profitability, but they paid all their debts, they dealt with all their assets, they kept their customers alive and worked with them through that crisis, which was, you know, 2 years, almost 3 years in duration, and from which we are now seeing a significant recovery. So at the moment, aircraft leasing companies are doing really well because traffic has come back with a bang. We are now back to where we would have been had COVID not happened.
I suppose the other issue is, Patrick, that you were talking about the industry broadly and globally there, but is the security of it here in Ireland? I mean, a lot of these companies, you know, Ireland is a bit incidental to them in the sense that they're not leasing a big part of their planes to, okay, there are some to Ryanair and Aer Lingus, but it's a global industry. It doesn't depend on Ireland. So is there any issues there about making sure the cluster remains here as opposed to the US or, again, maybe somewhere like London or continental Europe?
Yeah, like, I think if you look at who's in the aircraft leasing business these days, there's one very large US-based corporation, Air Lease Corporation, which is based out in Beverly Hills in California. And it's always been a US business, US-focused business. And I think, obviously, what President Trump is attempting to do is to change, I think, the world order on, you know, American companies doing business internationally, and American companies doing business with foreign companies doing business with America are going to have to pay up for the privilege. So yes, I'm sure there'll be some challenges ahead, but I think compared to COVID, they will be manageable and adaptable. And you have to remember, in this business, the aircraft might be owned in Ireland, it might be financed in the United States at capital markets or Hong Kong or Korea. It could be leased to an airline based in Asia, and it could be operated all over the world. So, you know, it's the combination of all of those things that makes Ireland pretty unique. Ireland has a very expansive network of treaties with other countries around the world. It has a very, you know, so it can do business with countries.
Sure. That gives it an advantage. Okay, listen, I'm going to have to leave it there because we're under time pressure. Patrick Blaney, thank you very much for giving us the update on where the industry is and, of course, on its background and history. Before that, he was the former chief executive of Guinness Pete Aviation. Patrick Blaney.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.